The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
We got Scott Passarella on the keys, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Wicks on the sticks, Dana Wickens, producer on the drums. We got engineer Brett in his new room away from us, because we're in the downstairs studios. And you know what they say about downstairs? Downstairs, no rules, so good. Just right. I messed it up.
No, you didn't. That was perfect.
But we are downstairs now in a fancy new studio where the springs are literally gold on the microphones.
Yeah. Great.
Great.
Important to paint a visual picture.
Trying to do that.
Yeah.
Picture a new table. It smells new.
Picture like everything's new. And we're like, well, how does this go?
Picture a guest that we're so excited about having. You know him from some of my favorite podcasts, The Adventure Zone, my brother and me. Schmanners, please give it up with all keeping your hands on the steering wheel if you're driving for Travis McElroy.
I wanted to say my own name.
You did it.
Loved it.
Hi, I'm here.
You are here.
And you matched our cadence perfectly.
Thank you.
You knew what we were going to do.
Listen, this isn't my it is my first time on this show, but it's not my first time on a podcast.
It's not your first rodeo. You know we're going to go up and make it sound like a song.
This is how names are said.
That's the thing. I've been to lots of rodeos.
I've been
to so many rodeos.
Have you actually been to a real rodeo?
I've been to at least one rodeo I can remember.
Okay. I've never been to a rodeo. I mean, I have like the movie in my head idea of what a rodeo is.
Like, you know what a rodeo looks like. So wait, is this your first rodeo?
Is this a rodeo?
Well, you've never been to one, so you don't know, do
that's,
you?
That's
an
good
excellent
point.
Yeah. Oh.
What is a rodeo?
That's the thing. It's all a rodeo.
If a rodeo gathers in the woods and no one's there to say it's not a rodeo, is it not a rodeo?
How has there not been like the rodeo rookie movie made? Like, that just seems, it's right there.
You mean the kid who like shows up and like, oh my God, he's been rodeoing his whole life and he didn't even know
and
it.
And like called like my first rodeo. It's like the name of the movie. And does the guy keep saying like, no, this is my first rodeo.
Surely not.
Yeah, no, this is my first
There's
rodeo.
There's no way.
I feel like... Oh, I have this memory of watching that movie where the woman like jumps from a high dive on a horse, but she's blind. What's that movie?
What?
Hold on.
Did you just
That's not Fried Green Tomatoes, is it? Because I actually,
no.
I know, I can picture the scene too, and I don't know.
What's up? Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Okay.
Thank you. This is why sometimes we should give Scott a mic, but we don't.
We know.
Specifically
we
for movie
will.
References.
Yeah.
But why does she talk? I don't remember anything
about
that movie.
For those of us who jumps off of a blind woman jumps off of a high dive.
Riding a horse.
This is one of those movies that like you see under the age of five and maybe only because you're like sitting and playing with toys while your parents are watching it. And then you're like also wandering around. But certain images like become part of a fever dream of early films. And I'm like... There's a movie where a blind woman jumps off a high dive on a horse, right? Or did I invent this?
No, sorry. It definitely happened.
Explain this to me. The horse is on the high dive?
Correct.
Yeah, and she's on the horse. And they jump.
Okay, she doesn't jump off of a high dive onto a horse.
No.
Shattering her pelvis and killing the horse.
This is the thing. Is surely, I can't remember anything about this movie, but surely there is a moment where people look at her and go, you shouldn't do this.
I believe so.
And I don't think that's like an inspirational overcoming it moment. Like experts saying like, you should not do this.
The horse is. The horse will die.
I don't think, I don't know if horses swim.
I don't think the horse doesn't, I think she, oh man, she comes from like a different thing and she's blinded and this is her redemption story or this is how she's blinded. Scott? No one does.
I have a follow-up question.
Great.
Off of a high dive, onto the ground or into water?
Well, that's... Yeah.
No, it's Zach, just straight Zach, into the
that
ground.
That is
the,
honestly Zach, what I pictured.
Zach, yes. Zach, if you call it a diving board, if there's no pool, that's just a suicide attempt.
That's just a jumping board.
That's just someone put a big plank very high above the ground. Fair. Yeah. Fair
and
point.
And also, it would be a mean thing to do to a blind woman on a horse.
I mean, that was what I was picturing in my head. I was like, what is this movie where a horse cartoonishly survives?
And the horse isn't blind, right? So the horse is probably like, wait, what are we doing?
Honestly, I don't imagine a horse would do that if it wasn't. I think a horse would have to be blind to be like, yeah, I'll jump off this.
Or maybe they put blind. So it's called Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
No, but I know that, but also,
what is this movie?
I don't want to know anything about it.
I can't know anything more because it'll untie some sort of like important foundation in my childhood where I just, this image just flashes in my head. We go now to
an Olympic swimming pool. There is a big high dive, and of course it sits above water, because that's what a high dive is. And the stands are packed with audiences, and the entire audience is horses.
I know you're here to see me dive. I know you're here to see me dive.
Jump off the board.
Okay, I understand. I know you're here to see me dive. I know you're here to see me dive. But step up with me, let's jump and survive. I know you're here to see me dive.
Well, let me just interject. It seems like you need a pal, and maybe instead of asking Palominos, you should ask us Black Stallions.
Okay, do you want to?
No, thank you, we do not.
I'm doing fine here in the stands. I don't need to join you on the diving board.
Honestly, we're all just here to see you dive. But we don't want to do it.
We're all just here to see you dive.
Because you are a person and we are a horses, and I don't think we'd survive. And we're just here to see you dive.
Deep breath on the board so high, starting to ask the question why. Why do I need to feel like I need additional force? Why do I need a jump with the horse? But suddenly I'm not so lonely. From the corner comes a tiny pony.
Meep, 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 boop, boop, boop. I want to dive, but the board's too high.
All right. How do I get a pony up a ladder?
How do I get a pony up a ladder?
Sitting over there, I'm famous, you may have heard of me. I'm the old gray mare. And honestly, if horses work together, we can do anything. We'll make a ladder of horses for this tiny pony to climb up and then do his thing, and we'll watch, cause
we're all just here to see you die.
Horse Tower Time,
we're all done.
go. Hey, bro Stangs?
Yeah?
Did you hear that, like, most of the horses went to watch some lady jump off a piece of wood in the sky?
I was wondering why the field was so empty today.
Yeah. Where is everybody? Well, I guess you just explained it. They went to go see some lady dive.
Off of a plank of wood in the sky?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, don't you know that you can gallop and gallop?
God, I love galloping. Freaking
love galloping.
We're out here in the open, like, looking around. It's beautiful. Why would you go inside of, like, a swimming place and watch someone jump off a big board or whatever?
Why would you force your beautiful horsely bod to somehow sit like a human?
Yeah.
So you could watch some lady dive off a piece of wood in the sky when you could gallop and gallop in the open.
I hate the inside. I love the open. And honestly, I'm offended by the idea that the height that I can achieve using my strong, strong legs isn't enough. That I would need to go and jump off of some high thing. I don't want to jump any higher than God intended me to jump.
I'm with you.
Here's the thing. Horses, we're not made for water. Like, we're supposed to be out here running around in the open air on the ground with the clouds above us.
Oh, I love it. I love all
those
things.
That's where we belong.
Almost as much as I hate water.
Yeah.
When I look in a pond and I look at my face, of course, one thing I know, I'm not a stupid seahorse. Let the seahorse be a seahorse. I'm just a regular horse. No sea for me. I'm not a seahorse.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
It's grand to be a horse of the land. It's grand to be a horse of the land. We know things that a seahorse could never understand. Mostly it's grand to be a horse of the land. People call us a land horse, at least they should. Because a horse running around on land is the only horse that's good. A horse in the sea, as far as horses go, it's the dregs. They may have curly tails and carry babies, but they don't have legs. It's grand to be a horse on the land. It's grand to be a horse on the land. It's so grand to be a horse of the land.
When I gallop across the plains with the wind in my mane, I know that I belong and I sing my horsey song. I'm out here where I know who I am and not some stupid seahorse. Man, they're bad.
It's grand to be a horse of the land. Dang. Dang, bro. Drop that canter.
Oh, look who's back. It's that soaking wet pony that jumped off of the high dive board.
Hi, everyone.
You don't belong here.
Because I'm small.
No, because you embraced our mortal enemy, the water.
Yeah, it's not about your side. We have no issue with that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Wait, I thought you guys all hated me because I'm small.
No.
You're saying you hate me. Because of my personality?
No, Duncan.
No.
Duncan, we hate you because you betrayed the horse of the land by jumping in the water with a lady off of a piece of wood in the sky.
Your personality's fine. Like,
yeah,
we've
no,
never
like,
had it.
This
what
is the first
about?
Moment we've ever bullied you in any way. I invited you to my birthday party. You said you couldn't come.
Yeah, because I couldn't come because you... Because you hated me so
no,
much.
Duncan, I have no idea why you have painted
us. Where is this coming
where
from?
Where is this coming from,
I invited
bro?
You to a movie. You were the one who bailed at the last second.
But,
what are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, but you said it like, do you want to come to a movie? And it felt like you had
no,
to ask
honestly,
me.
I don't know why like you're painting this narrative that does not exist until this moment where it definitely does.
Yeah, like you are the one who made this happen. Like, we've been cool.
Okay, well, in my defense.
Okay, let's have a dialogue.
Everyone was just. Wait, like, there was this lady who later turned out we discovered was blind.
Wait.
Yeah.
She was blonde. Why was she? Wait. Why was she there? What was going on?
Well, we all came to see her dive.
And you didn't know she was blind before?
She didn't tell us until right before she did it.
Well, cool reveal, honestly.
And she was already up there before she jumped, so we didn't, like, watch her walk up to the thing.
Yeah.
And we're honestly far away from her, and you can't tell someone's blind by looking at them from that far away.
Oh, yeah, no, we all know that. Come on.
Honestly, from up close. You guys hate me. I'll just go away.
No, what?
Even still, I would not even say I hate you. I'm more just, like, angry and disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed. Yeah, that's the word I would use, because, like, I expected better. And listen, we'll probably get over it, too.
Yeah,
like,
honestly,
give us some time.
Okay. It's just that you guys weren't there. It was just, like, so many people. And by people, I mean horses. One person and a bunch of horses, all filling an auditorium. And there was a lady, and she said, "You came to watch me dive," which was true. It was the reason we went. And then she said, "Would one of you like to dive with me?" And we all said no. We, like, collectively said no. She has multiple horses. We all said no. But it seemed like she needed one of us to go. But we all said no. Like, specifically, she asked 500 or 600 people, and they, and by people, I mean horses.
Yeah,
and we all said no. And we were like, okay, goddamn, is she gonna ask every single one? Because we came to watch her dive, and if she doesn't, it's just dumb. And so I took a stand on all four of my tiny limbs, and I volunteered to dive. And even though I don't know how to swim, they all said no. Just get on with the show. And so I said yes, and then I climbed on a bunch of horses' backs.
Wait, what?
Honestly, it was incredible. I can't believe no one's talking about that. They made a pyramid out of horses, like everyone volunteered. And if you had seen it, oh, it would be so clear why I didn't say no. Which says never get in the water. Water is wet and odd. And there's always been a war between the horses of the land and the sea.
Yep.
But I figured if I just did this part, maybe we could say harmony. And I didn't say no. I did not say no. I just said go. Blind lady drowned.
Oh my god.
Oh man,
wow.
you really buried the lead there.
Are you serious?
I mean,
did anyone like try to save her?
We all did, but none of us have opposable thumbs to help her out of the hole.
Wait, Duncan, did you like
all
go get
We tried to help her.
There's so much more going on
did
here.
Did you go get help?
What?
Did you go get like a person?
Like other
like,
humans? And maybe somebody worked at the pool?
Wait, honestly. There was a panic. Everyone panicked, and there was a stampede, and it happened indoors.
Oh,
and it was
man.
Nuts.
Okay, are you sure that she died, or did you just stampede out of there?
Are you asking because, like, maybe she'll show up later, and it'll be like, no, she 100% died?
Well, maybe it'll be like a ghost. I don't know. That's always as you know, we all believe in the afterlife
okay,
and spiritualism.
Okay, so let's okay. According to Horse God, we did what we always do when something scary happens and we all ran very, very fast.
Yes.
So did I see her drown? No. Do I have visual confirmation that lady is dead? No. Was there a blind woman in a pool who didn't know where the end was while literally hundreds of horses stampeded around her in a panic?
Definitely yes.
Well, okay. Was it her first time diving? Like, if you came to her show, she must, like, be used to doing this. Like, I feel like maybe you're, like, underselling her abilities to find her way to the edge.
Maybe.
Yeah, and how did they publicize this? Was it just, like, come see a lady jump off a board once?
Did you guys not hear this?
No.
This happened
in the field. Oh,
dude,
yeah.
We're, like, galloping all the time. Sometimes cantering.
Yeah, sometimes you just ride right by, like, posters and signs and stuff. You don't even stop to read them.
It wasn't... Okay, you know that cactus by the... Let me see. There's a lot of them. You know the cactus that's by... Okay, the one that's got one arm up and one arm down?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so weird. They're normally two arms
they're
up.
They're normally two arms up or two arms... They're normally field goal or robot. Two arms up or two arms down.
Or sometimes they just have no arms. Have you guys seen those?
Yeah. Those are hilarious.
They kind of look like
wieners. Oh my God, you guys, are we friends again?
No.
Duncan, I mean... We're almost there because it sounds like you like kind of like didn't abandon the oath of the water and more. So we're just like trying to get that show on.
It sounds like whatever peer pressure is, if it's just like one person against 600.
Have you ever been in a situation where like the show is clearly depending on audience interaction and no one is volunteering?
Yeah. I hate that.
I do hate it too. And like I didn't want to, but it was like clear that we were going to be there forever if no one jumped.
I feel you. Honestly, I feel you. But
can I be honest, what? Guys? The water's kind of okay.
Whoa there.
Wait, should we stop? Are we stopping?
Let's take a vote. I'm going to vote nay on that one.
Yeah,
all
nay,
right?
Nay, nay.
I tell you what, Duncan. I think you've made some progress with us, but I think the person you really need to apologize to is Horse God.
Oh, okay, I'll go to Horse Church.
Come on in, tell me your sins. I'm the original horse, somewhere horses begin. Get down on your legs and say nay, nay. Nay to the influence of evil. H-O-R-S-E, God.
H-O-R-S-E, God.
Troubles.
Okay.
Tell me to be quick.
All right.
Hurry up.
Now.
Don't wait a lick.
Okay. Do you want me to talk?
Speak now. I want to hear.
Okay.
I'm a horse god.
All right.
I make myself so clear.
Okay.
Some might say it's a little bit of a godly mistake.
All right.
To speak so clearly to my subjects so they don't need to have faith.
No.
They can literally see me.
Okay.
Duncan.
Everybody.
No, Duncan.
I love church.
This is your solo.
To the chorus.
H-O-R-S-E, God. H-O-R-S-E, God.
Tell me what is troubling, what is odd.
H-O-R-S-E, God.
Well, I sure do feel better now.
Oh, all right, I gotta go. With the big god.
Bye.
Hope you got what you're looking for.
Sure did.
Good gallop. Ooh, good gallop.
When God gallops away.
Well, that was the first time Horse God has visited in 100 years, and I feel like we kind of squandered it.
Really? I felt like it was great.
I mean, the song was great. I had a great time, and I feel really good about our religion.
Oh, no, I know what you mean.
But we could have asked more questions, I guess.
I felt like I was talking too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe next century.
They don't see us. They don't know that we're close to our making our final attack.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble. Who are we, of course? We're
seahorses!
What will these seahorses do? Do they mean evil, or do they mean to just hang out? Will Horse God ever return? Is that lady alive? Find out when we return to the second half of
The Book of Horses, the musical!
Hello, hello, hello!
Come on in!
Come here, come here, come here. There's a brand new podcast here on Earwolf called John Levenstein's Retirement Party.
Guys, John Levenstein is the writer, the actor, the producer. He's worked on shows like Arrested Development and Silicon Valley, one of the funniest humans you will ever encounter.
So in celebration of John's long career in show business, he shares personal stories from the writer's room, offers advice, rehashes old decisions, settles feuds, and tells his friends he loves them. What a great list of things to do.
It's so great.
Tell your friends they love them, you love them, and tell them to listen to this podcast.
John and his co-host, actress and writer Mary Kobayashi talk with people from all over the entertainment industry, like Karen Killigrew from My Favorite Murder, Nick Kroll from Kroll Show and Big Mouth, Jill Soloway from Transparent, and David Harbour, Stranger Things.
There's even an episode where they attempt to write an episode of Franklin and Bash in real time.
Guys.
With two rooms of writers who've never seen the show.
Guys.
Who is Franklin? Who is Bash?
Who knows?
John Levenstein's Retirement Party is a must-listen if you want to hear hilarious stories that have never been told about some of your favorite shows and how they were created. Writers' rooms are a hilarious, silly place that are a weird ecosystem that produce things you love. Get a window into that work and that and the things that bring you the things you love.
Guys, John Levenstein's Retirement Party is now out for free, so subscribe in Stitcher, at Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
And tell your friends you love them.
Every day.
Horses, they were wasting an experience with their god. And seahorses were on land. What will happen next in the thrilling conclusion of The Book of Horses?
I must say, these suits are working out nicely.
Yes. A perfect design that allows us to bloop bloop on land.
Yes. Even though it takes three of us to pilot one, I move the legs.
I move the arms.
I move the eyelids.
Yes, to blink up and down like a normal human man.
Three little seahorses in a human suit.
Three little seahorses in a human suit.
We can walk, we can turn, and we can blink our eyes to boot.
Three little seahorses in a human suit.
We will convince those horses till their dying day that we're a human, cause we can do the three human things: walk and blink and wave. And that's all you need to do to be a human being. Walking and blinking and waving is the thing. And we're just
three little seahorses in a human suit.
Three little seahorses in a human suit.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha!
Wave, wave, wave.
Walk, walk. A walkity walk.
A
walk,
wave,
walk,
wave, walk, wavity walk, wave.
Walk,
wink, 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 wave, 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 wave.
Walk, 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 normal human behavior. People may say, oh, we're odd and I abhor. But, oh no, you're wrong, we're just some seahorse megazord. All together, they won't see the danger coming from these very sneaky seahorse Power Rangers. We're just
three little seahorses in a human suit. Three little seahorses in a human suit.
Watch as we walk and wave, blinking, watch what we do.
Three little seahorses in a human suit.
You got gotta walk and blink and wave.
Wink?
Oh, wait, that's a new one.
Oh, you just did one eye.
Wait, who shall talk when we approach them?
Oh, no, we didn't put a mouth control.
Ooh, talking.
Well, that's not one of the things that humans have to do, right?
You're right. I bet we can convince these horses to gallop to their watery graves just by waving and blinking and walking.
We'll just convince them the sound is coming out of the eyes, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll... Yeah. Listen, horses, they're horses. What do they know about humans?
Nothing.
Bros, do you see that human it almost looks like a cactus because it's, like, just waving at us?
No, that is a cactus.
Oh, wait, but look to the left of it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see that human...
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have a mouth hole, but it's blinking and waving at us.
Makes sense. And that tracks.
I'm not seeing that. I think I am now looking at a cactus.
What are we looking at? Okay, turn around.
No, between those two cactuses.
Okay.
All right, do you see the one wearing a shirt?
I see the one doing field goal.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But so this one's one hand up.
And it has a hand.
One hand up from that, and it has a hand.
Like a thing, and it's got fingers, and it's waving.
Oh, that. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's blinking.
Like a normal man.
Exactly, yeah, like a man.
Yeah, I see it.
Oh, I don't know. It's just like I've never seen a man that close in our field.
What? Maybe he's got sugar cubes.
Oh, yeah. Instantly trust him.
Yeah, I mean, he feels like someone who I'd let ride on me.
Yeah.
Gallop.
Whoa. Here they come. Okay, we need a plan.
Oh, yeah, we should have thought of that before now.
It was a lot to get the suit.
Yeah, no, that was step one, and it was a pretty big step if you think about it.
All right, okay, we got the suit. Uh-huh. That was step one. Step two, use the suit to convince the horses to, I guess, gallop to their own death?
Yes.
How's that sound?
No, but I feel like there's a step between that as to, like, how to do that. You can't say the goal as a step.
Sure.
Wait. Sometimes humans wave where they're like, come here.
Ooh.
Have you seen a human? And I think I can do that with the control.
Maybe wave towards the water. Like, and this like, way, come here, and come then here. That way.
Off the cliff?
Yeah, off this cliff. Come here, into their watery grave.
This plan really came together.
Yeah, listen, I'm proud of us. Good synergy.
Oh, I just want to gallop so hard towards him.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, he's waving?
Okay. Oh, yeah, and he's like, wait.
He's doing a come here wave. Not just saying hello, it's a come here wave. And I wanna say yes to his come here wave. I will come near your come here.
Takes his hand and waves it like, come over here. It makes me want to come over here. The message is just so clear.
I feel compelled,
yeah,
to join him over there. By the way he moves his hand around, wiggling in the air.
That clearly indicates he's saying, come over here.
I can't help myself.
Neither can I.
Neither can I.
I'm moving towards him.
And I was just trotting, but now I'm going faster.
Come here, wave. I'm compelled to go towards him. Because of his way.
Sometimes a man, he has commands that are spoken. I am a wild Mustang, but I feel like my spirit will be easily broken. And I like how the command.
Come here.
I'm running so fast towards that man. Because of that command, I understand. I will always remember the day.
To come here at this cliff.
He seems so trustworthy with his blinking.
Yeah, I loved him, I thought.
Explain yourself, man.
Aaron, Aaron, we don't have a mouth. And we got him so close to the cliff.
You know what? This is silly. Hold on, give me a zip. I just gotta unzip the eye real quick. Hi, hello.
That man unzipped his eye.
And a seahorse came out. Seahorse,
seahorse, seahorse, boo! Seahorse, boo! Horse of the sea, horse of the land!
Horse of the sea, horse of the land!
I understand that this is...
Never shall the twain shall meet!
Okay. Can we all just take a deep breath?
Yeah, everyone, like, chill the F out for a second.
Listen. We tried to kill you. That's on us. I get that.
We sure did.
Listen, whoa. And I'm sorry about that, but to be fair, it's all because one of you came into our domain.
Duncan.
Clippity, 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 clop.
That one.
I talk to God.
Clippity, it was clippity, that one. That one came into our watery depths.
Ah! What's wrong with his eyes?
We're past that, Duncan.
I just showed up.
Duncan, there's this. How many seahorses are in that man suit?
Three.
One.
Two.
Three!
There's three seahorses in this man suit, and they got us to come here all the way to this cliff, but good thing we screeched to a halt right before we sunk to our watery deaths.
Guys, you wouldn't have sunk to your watery death. You can swim.
Yeah, but can we survive this fall, Duncan?
Let me look off the thing.
No, this is far too high, bro. There's no way we'd be able to jump off this and survive.
Hold on, though. Let me look. This is about the length that I jumped off.
Okay, I have a quick break. I have a quick break from my polo match. Do you want to just, like, ask me straight up?
Oh my god, it's horse god!
Yeah, do you want to just ask me if you'll survive this jump?
I feel like I had a real good conversation with you last
time. Do you?
Duncan, please stay out of this.
Are you sure?
Yes, Duncan. Horse god.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
I already know your heart. Hello?
Why do bad things happen to good horses?
Oh, wait. Before that, I have another question that's even more important.
Okay.
What kind of grass is best to eat?
I have one more question for you, horse god.
Okay.
Hey, Derek.
Yes, Derek. Hello. I know you. I've known you since you were born. Hello.
Yes. How come sometimes when we run, it feels like all of our feet are off the ground, but sometimes when we run, it still feels like some of the feet are on the ground? Uh-huh. What's the deal with that?
I have one more question.
Okay.
Since ponies are technically a different species than horses, how come there's a horse god, but is there a pony god?
Good question. I have another question.
Uh-huh.
How come we don't have cars that we can drive yet?
Okay.
Yeah, let's stick with that. Okay. How come we don't have cars that we can drive yet?
Human god gave that to humans.
They got cars.
Did God give him car? Give them cars, or did he give them the brain to invent cars?
Why did you?
Okay, so follow up question then. Why didn't you give us the brain to invent cars?
Are we dumb?
You already have the power you need. They emulate horsepower, but you are horsepower.
Oh,
that's deep,
guys.
That's right. I'm a horse god.
I understand. He's saying, if we run off a cliff into the watery water below, we will crash on the rocks by the side of the cliff, but only if we run too slow. We need to run real fast with power that would go so fast and far. We need to use horse power. We need to be a horse car.
Yeah, that totally tracks. Is that what you were saying, God?
Saying. I'm sure of it, no doubt. Right, God?
Well,
yeah, I got it, and everybody understands. There is no need to shout. We need to put our horse organs into overdrive. Put our horse pedal / feet to the floor and run / slash cliff like we have never done before. We need to horse drive with our horsepower and be a horse car for all the horse hours. And that's what God wants.
And if this thing we are about to do, I think these seahorses should come too. Let's shake hands and put this fight behind us.
We would, but we don't have hands. If you're okay shaking a fin and you all go for a swim, that would be grand, as long as we seahorses also get to hang out on the land. Down here.
Oh, hi. Hello. Oh my goodness. So many horses I sense.
Oh. Oh, you're that blind lady that rode me off that diamond board. You did survive.
Yes.
What a happy ending.
Yes, I mean, listen, I am an experienced diver and swimmer. I would never have asked for you to dive with me if I didn't know what I was doing. Now,
no, it could have been a very dark show.
The ensuing stampede was terrifying.
That's on us.
Yeah, that's our fault.
I had to hold my breath for a long time to sort of avoid the gallop, gallop, and the trot, trot, trots.
Mm. Duncan, you were right. It's fun to splash around here. I mean, I can picture a scenario where, like, a human wanted me to cross a very fast-moving river, and that would suck a lot, but this is great.
Yeah, no, this is fine.
Yeah, I feel like I'm breathing new life into my horse legs.
And we feel like we're having fun up here as well. It's fun to flop on. Oh, it's very hard to breathe. I'm going to come back into the ocean now. Splash!
Splash. This is so nice. I'm just so glad that the horses of the sea and the horses of the land can get together. And I think we can all agree on one thing. That we hate horses of the air.
Pegasuses can suck a big old D.
Fuck.
Pegasi, get out of here.
No, we don't need them. We don't want them.
Moo, I'm a mythical beast. I'm fancy.
Oh, yeah, bro. Like all those Pegasi.
Oh, my gosh. They think they're so cool.
I don't know. I kind of like them.
Duncan.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe,
we're building bridges here, Duncan.
Maybe someday we'll build a bridge to the sky. I know it may not be step one, but it's maybe step seven. Bridge to the sky, aka a stairway to heaven. And one day all of the horses, we all can get along fine if we use our horsepower and drive.
Honestly, I said I wouldn't come back again.
You're supposed to do this 100 years.
I know, honestly, it's just I wanna see how this ends. I think our relationship should be built on faith and trust. And that's why I have to tell you all, I am a Pegasus.
Whoa. Oh, see? Aren't you... You all feel kind of bad now.
Of course, a horse god would be a Pegasus.
Well, now we've learned that we've spent too much time hating our god. We should turn this ship around fast, but it does seem odd that he loves us anyway, no matter the things we said and did. It's like we're all his children, like his goat children, his kids.
Oh no! Zach is asleep now too? How will we do this, Lisa Ann? Oh no! Do you find yourself distracted, forgetting things, making mistakes at work?
Well, a quality night's sleep makes all the difference. Lucid dreaming and the right mattress is the difference between resting and just laying down. I'm lucid dreaming!
The Lisa mattress is a product of more than 30 years of experience in mattress engineering and hundreds of hours of testing. Oh,
You know, it's comprised of 3 foam layers that provide cooling pressure, relief, body contouring, and support. Over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers, like me, who's currently lucid dreaming, agree that the Lisa mattress gives them the rest they need.
You can order your Lisa mattress online at lisa.com/offbook with promo code offbook and try it risk-free for 100 sleep-filled nights.
The mattress ships direct to your door in a convenient box with free shipping and free returns, and you can find the right mattress for you at lisa.com/offbook to get the rest you need.
We love it, and it helps us sleep so soundly, as you can tell by the fact that we're lucid dreaming and sound like we were Muppet babies.
Also, they've been supporting the show from literally the beginning, so we love them so much. Thank you, Lisa.
Get up to $160 off the Lisa mattress or $235 off the luxurious Sapira mattress.
Sapira!
Oh, Zach, you put the R in the wrong place.
I've been saying it wrong for months.
I know.
No!
I never wanted to correct you.
How did no one catch? Well, did you know the whole time?
Yes, I did. And it just felt fun and it felt okay. But now that we're asleep, I feel like our guards are down and I can tell you it's Sapira.
Lucid Dreaming Sapira mattress.
Lisa mattress at lisa.com/offbook. Enter promo code offbook at checkout. That's LEESA.com/offbook.
Promo code offbook. Sapira.
Me.
Oh my goodness, Travis
McElroy.
Thank you
so much for coming to do the show.
No, thank you for having me.
Oh my
when
gosh.
Do we start? Should we start recording now?
Okay, so we did. Okay. Oh boy.
Wait.
You did a whole, oh gosh, Zach.
I think it's
I guess when Travis just hangs out with people, he invents musicals.
Wait, yeah. That was the show?
That's our show.
I thought that was just us having fun as friends.
Yes, I know.
You used me?
We did.
You used me for content?
Content and profit.
What? I thought we were just friends at microphones where I meet all my friends.
We're just friends on microphones talking about horses. We wanted you to feel at home.
That's what I do with my brothers and all my friends. I don't understand.
Oh, man.
What's happening?
Well, what's happening is that our time has sadly come to an end because we know we got to let you go. But everyone, please check out. I mean, I can't imagine you haven't heard of My Brother and Me and Adventure Zone and all that stuff before now, but
we do a lot of
you've
shows.
Probably got some other plugs, yeah? Where can people find you?
I do a show called Positivitini, where me and my friends Erica and Amy deliver messages of hope and inspiration and
but
love.
But it's such a hopeful time. I can't understand why anyone would need that right now.
And the episodes are very short. They're 10 minutes or less.
Aww.
And they come out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
That's sweet.
Yeah, just like a little thing to start your day. I also do a show called Run, a Doctor Who fan cast where my friend Tybee and I talk about Doctor Who. Mostly we're talking about the new season right now. Let's see. I do a show with Courtney Inlow and Brent Black where we talk about the trending news and we actually research it and talk about the stories behind it instead of just covering the headlines. So that's called Trends Like These. Let's see what – oh, coming up.
Okay.
My favorite time of year, every American Thanksgiving – my brothers and I and our friends Tim and Guy, Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery, watch and review Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. And then we put out a show. It's called Till Death Do Us Blart. And it is the world's, as far as I know, only yearly podcast. And it is also eternal because we have committed that when we die, other people will take over and continue the show forever. And we've already named our replacements.
Okay.
A beautiful legacy.
Yeah. And so far... we've done, this will be, I think, our fourth episode in 4 years. And it's probably my favorite show that we do. There's also a show called The McElroy Brothers Will Be in Trolls 2, now it is The McElroy Brothers Will Be in Trolls World Tour, I believe is the branding because we've actually being cast in Trolls World Tour. And we were told we needed to change the title of the podcast to match the accurate title of the movie. So you can check that out. Our journey to convince DreamWorks to cast us, and then our now journey to not get kicked out of the movie.
Not get edited out.
Yeah. And so you can check that out. McElroy Brothers will be in Trolls 2 and just a bunch of stuff. You can find all that on McElroyShows.com. Most of our shows are on MaximumFun.org. We also put out an Adventure Zone graphic novel. Book one is already out. Book two is coming out in July. You can pre-order that at theadventurezonecomic.com. And, you know, if you see me around, just say hi and I'll record a podcast for you.
Yeah.
The only thing I know how to do.
We didn't book him in advance. He was just wandering by the streets of LA. And we were like, hey, get in this room and get up to this microphone.
I just walk around yelling like, who needs a podcast guest? Oral host, whatever you need.
We know you got to run, but thank you so much for dropping by. It was a true pleasure to have you.
Yes. Thank you for having me. And thank you for auto-tuning me to make me sound good. I appreciate that.
I did tell him we were going to do that.
Okay, we don't.
We definitely did.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Great.
Okay, so we had to say goodbye to Travis. So now we're going to do a segment without him. And we got the suggestion from a live stream video from the Off-Book Instagram account from a user we will shout out when this is posted. But Zoe.
Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you, Zoe. She said a rap about cereal. So we're going to rap about cereal.
Here we go. Okay.
Yep. Check it. Early morning and I hear the beep beep of my alarm. You know I'm heading down those stairs for those Lucky Charms. I gotta get them all, the rainbow and those flakes. It's the best breakfast, make no mistake. Lucky the leprechaun bringing those charms. I wanna eat them, give strength to my legs, my arms. It's the best day, it's sweet, it's a treat. It's the best breakfast for me.
Yeah, put it in a bullet, put that milk around it, you know. When I get those honey nut, are those just some regular Cheerios? Everybody knows that I dip my spoon inside and I put it in my mouth. And it goes choo 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 choo, cause that cereal life's what I'm all about. I like peanut butter cereal as well. Got that Reese's Puffs cereal, it tastes so swell. I like those Pops, I like those cornflakes. Eat them all and make no mistake, Frosted Flakes, all kinds. Tony the Tiger on my mind.
Get cereal!
Yeah!
About cereal!
You've got to get serious! About what? About cereal! Okay.
Yo, I remember. I remember this thing, y'all can't grapple. I know those Apple Jacks, but they don't taste like apples.
No!
And now these thoughts on the adults, they were an attack, because I got to have my Apple Jacks. But also, if that's not enough, no, this cereal, I cannot stop. You know the one I got to have my Pops. And this is also that snap, crackle, that pop. You know this is a cereal, you'll catch me, you cannot miss me. I know you got to hear that sounds when I eat those Rice Krispies. You know they also make them into treats.
Yeah.
What a super duper feat. You fill it with that marshmallow, it gets in your mouth. This is the best treat into my stomach going south. Oh, yes, oh. I love this breakfast. Oh, yes, with this I cannot mess with this. You know I know this cereal, I gotta take a start. But I actually really prefer a Pop-Tart.
Everybody knows cereal's my shoot. I like it in a circle, I eat those Fruit Loops. I'm talking Toucan Sam, I'm talking all his kids. Follow where your nose goes, y'all know what it is. Every day I love these mascot cartoons, standing on their boxes, telling me to stop soon. Don't eat this much sugar, it's too many empty calories. But I get into that bowl every day because you cannot stop me. I be dunking, swimming, take my pool and I'm in it. With my spoon and I'm dunking, put it in my mouth. That's something for me to eat. Yum, yeah. Yum, yum. Get that cereal down my throat, down back into my tummy.
I like every single mascot when they are not so phony. You know I love that tiger, I'm repping no ways with Tony. You know to eat his cereal, that is my fate. I listen to me cause he tells me that they're great.
Every day I eat the cereal, you could call it a habit. This one's just for kids, you know I'm repping that Trix Rabbit. Every day he's trying to stop the kids from eating it, but he doesn't cause he just immediately quits. Like, I'm getting serious about cereal. What? We getting serious about cereal.
Yo, I eat it all until I'm full.
Eat it all.
I'll get to the bottom of the
bottom
bowl.
Bottom of the bowl.
Drink that milk till it takes its toll.
Takes its toll.
I'm getting serious about that cereal. We out this, of cereal.
This is that breakfast music.
Wake up. Eat it.
Okay.
Guys, what a fun time we just had in our own heads. Gotta timestamp this one. This was a Saturday record, so breakfast cereal felt uso right.
One Saturday morning at about 12 o'clock. Yeah. I guess it was 11 when we started. Now it's afternoon.
I got here at 10:45, so it was definitely the morning time.
For sure. Hey, all those sleep... This is the first time we've been back in the studio since the hashtag Doug Challenge has started. We just want to say thank you so much to all of you that have done it. We will say some of y'all are making it harder than it was ever meant to be.
Yeah, the people who are like, and then you have to have it in the same bite. I love the enthusiasm.
I love it.
It is not necessary. You could, Darren, I'm talking to you, man. You could have had the ranch bit.
Take a second.
Take a sip of the LaCroix and then the peanut butter bit.
Come back to it. Doug just wants, likes both versions of it. It's not eating it one time, but yeah. Honestly, thank you so much. We have donated to a couple charities. As you keep doing it, we will donate to more.
The videos are amazing, but yes, we would love to see more hashtag Doug Challenge. Ranch on one side, peanut butter the other. Take some time between those bites if that gets you to make a Doug Challenge video.
Thank you so much. We have donated to the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. We have donated to the Trans Legal Defense and Education Fund. I think I said that one correctly. But hey, thank y'all for all you do. And those are some great causes if y'all are looking for some.
Oh my gosh. This just occurred to me.
What?
Oh, we had a sleepy baby who did it with his daughter, and they gave a suggestion of Cheerios for a clean
rap.
Was that for a clean musical, which we didn't do, but I hope that rap was clean. So maybe you can pull just that rap.
I believe it was.
And shout out to that dad for spreading the love with his daughter. And that was so funny. And we love Taylor doing it with his mom. Guys,
we've watched literally all of them.
We love Doug Challenge.
Thank you to all the people that have come out to see us on tour. Thank you to the people that have dressed up. That was wild. We met male person Stacy. That was wild and incredible.
Yeah. She lives in DC and she commutes. So to be here in the studio. Bye, male person.
I'm your person, Stacey, so thank you much for coming. If you
vote.
Vote. Oh, God. Please vote.
Are you listening to this in the morning? Please vote.
Please vote. You have to vote now.
Vote now. And that's the end. We'll be in Chicago at the end of the month, and then we have a couple dates in January, but... Quick insert!
Quick insert recorded after the fact.
We're also playing Vulture Fest in Los Angeles on November 18th.
Vulture Fest!
Vulture Fest, guys. Vulture has been huge for us, spreading the word. They shout us out a lot. We have a lot of friends over there who've helped the podcast grow. And
they
helped.
Found us early and have been very cool.
Yeah, so we would love to see, if you're in the LA area, come check out. Vulture Fest has tons of amazing programming. We're very excited to be a part of the weekend. So come check us out there. We're excited to play there and see your face with our face.
Guest TBA, but it will be someone cool. Cool, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Insert done.
You can find all that at thezackandthejess.com/live.
We love you so much.
We love you so much. We don't get to say it enough, but honestly...
We love you.
Getting to do this podcast is such an honor, and everyone that we have met has been so wonderful, and it's such a great part of our lives, and we're so thankful to all of you for listening and spreading the word and just being your wonderful selves.
Yeah, so, we're in that thankful month. We're thankful for you.
We're thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you, Scott. I'm thankful for you, Dana. I'm thankful for you, Brett. I'm thankful for you, Karate Bird.
Karate Bird, we love you. Okay. As we say at the end of every episode... If your horse god comes to you,
I think you know what to do.
Bye!